nothing strong comes from instant builds. Nothing lasts from instantaneous. It's simply all that makes is more problems because you haven't done the work to actually go further than before. A lot of the times, that's where we get lost at. We get lost in that mind frame. We get lost in that thought process of day to day, actually not taking the time to actually build ourselves, not take the time to heal ourselves. We don't take time looking at that true vision of ourselves in the mirror and giving ourselves that gut check that we need from day to day. That's the biggest thing. How do you love yourself when you don't actually know yourself? You're just like everybody else that comes into your life, simply lusting what they see and not loving what they get to know. That's the God thought for this week's God Hour. Let's get ready. Grand, grand, magnificent, grand rising to the gods and the goddesses, the kings and the queens, the chaos beings, the occultists, the alchemists, the ones that are trying to get their self together in their day to day. Always remember there's no other day other than today than the rise. Today's topic, as we just discussed, will be the vision in the mirror. There's nothing more everlasting and more better to reflect from than the love of yourself, the reflection of yourself. And believe you me, like, this is one of the major keys into us getting into and actually breaking down and getting into that work, getting into ourselves. So, as always, put your headphones on, turn up that dial if you're in the car, and get ready for another beautiful, magnificent, no holds barred God Hour. As I said before, you can't expect anything long-lasting built upon anything instantaneous. It takes work to achieve truly what you want in your life. It takes work. It takes work. And the taking yourself to that next level in coming into your consciousness, coming into your awakening is no different. It takes work. And a lot of people don't understand what the work really is. The main work is you're working on yourself. Everything that you've been through, those are every trauma and all these events that you've been through, the negative and the positive. The positive is to reinforce you. You can live, you can make it through anything. The negative aspects of the traumas and those events and those things that you've been through, those are the things that you need to look into to understand why you were put in that position, why you were put in that space. And I said that before, I broke it a lot down. If you do not look, if you're not going into them, tune into the Godical Alchemist, my YouTube channel. That's where Friday night lectures. We just finished dropping a lecture on the Matrix and being the glitch. You are the glitch in the Matrix. Hearing messages like this is letting you know that that's your initiation. You don't need anybody to tell you or need any validation outside of you to tell you where you're about to go, because you're the only person that can give yourself that validation based on the work that you put in. That's that key. So every 8 p.m. every Friday night lectures, Godico Alchemist. Go ahead, tune in, check out that. All the lectures up, about 10 lectures in. We went everywhere. We started at the Reaper, now we're at that Magnus point about understanding why we are the glitch. This stuff's to become normal conversation to. Everything else, talking about theories and quantum physics and all that, that's all the knowledge. But it's like, speaking and talking about all the knowledge that you want, that doesn't make you conscious. That doesn't make you more. That doesn't awaken you. That doesn't bring you to the enlightenment. It's the work that you put in that brings you to the enlightenment. It's the feeling that you get from putting in that work for yourself and being that occultist, being that scientist to yourself and dissecting yourself to taking yourself to the next level. That's enlightenment. But yes, the most important variables for any relationship is time, knowledge, and love of self. So I put it like this to you. How much time or alignment are you giving yourself to heal? Have you given yourself those times to heal? Or are you just jumping from plane to plane, from realm to realm, on the same level, because you're not going up, you haven't went up any level. You're on the same level doing the same exact things. You're just, okay, cool. Now I have this feeling. I have that feeling I had at the beginning of my last relationship. I have that feeling I had when I had my last job. I have this good feeling. But then a couple months down the line, you didn't do any work on yourself. So all the things that come up in every other relationship, every other job, every other instance in your life seems to repeat itself. Why does it keep repeating itself? Because you're not giving yourself the ample amount of time to actually heal yourself. Remember, that separation builds you. The separation of your separation from everything around you gives you three things. It gives you the chance to reflect. It gives you the chance to observe. It gives you the chance to actually learn. That's where we're getting stuck at. We're not learning from the mistakes of the past. Instead, we're listening to reply instead of hearing to learn. We're listening to everything outside of us instead of learning and hearing that voice inside of us telling us we're not ready for this. We shouldn't take that step. And that's where we're getting stuck at. Knowledge, becoming knowledgeable of yourself. How much do you really know yourself? Do you understand the aspects and the principles of the very knowledge that you're taking in, and how are you applying it to your everyday life in order to dissect yourself, in order to grow to that loving yourself? How much do you really love yourself? Self-love is the ability to wake up, look in the mirror, and it doesn't matter what anybody else says, you can stand there and look in that mirror and say you're a greatness, to say you're a god, to say you're a goddess, to say you're a king, to say you're a queen, to say I am the chaos, to say I can feed. Can you feed? Can you manipulate the light that you, can you manipulate your own light? Do you have the ability to take the dark, those negative parts, and use them to propel you, and those positive parts to reinforce you? Can you do that to yourself? Can you do that for yourself in your own life? Can you bring that turnaround? Because once you're able to do that at so many times in your own life, guess what happens? You put yourself into the ability to, no matter what the situation, you're able to feed from it and use that as fuel to take you to the next level. It gets deeper. That's the basis of it. Here's a couple questions. Do you trust yourself? Do you really respect yourself? Do you really know yourself? What do you expect and accept for yourself? These are some of the questions I used to ask myself, if not on the daily and still on the daily, and they are applied to every stage of my growth. Every awakening, every stage of my consciousness that I rise into, those are the questions that I ask myself. So ask yourself, do you really trust yourself? Can you sit there and go into a room? If you're in a relationship, can you trust yourself to go into the room with the opposite sex and be under the influence of whatever influence there, alcohol, whatever it may be there? Can you trust yourself to be in that room and just be able to look and not touch? A man that is controlled by his urges, whether they be sexual, and we'll get deep into that this Friday when I talk about the sex lecture. A man that can be controlled by his urges has no power over himself. A person that cannot control their urges and cannot use their urges to cultivate energy. David DeVita, he breaks that into his book, The Way of the Superior Man. He breaks down step by step of how to use your sexual energy. Because none of it's bad. It's all energy coming from the same source, which the power source is you. So that same energy, you looking at that chick walking down the street in that sundress, or it's wintertime around here right now. So walking down the street, rocking that, got on them nice fitted jeans. She got on that coat, and her shape is showing out. When you look at that, do you put that scenario in your mind? And use that energy to take yourself to work, using that image as your line to get you through the day. When it's sweatpants season, that man, the men leaving out the gym, and they got on their sweatpants, and you see their dick print, are you using that energy to cultivate, to make yourself go to the next level, to be able to attract exactly what you want? That's what it means about trusting yourself. Half of us don't really even trust ourselves because we've been trained that we are what? That we are sinners. Let's change the narrative. Once you understand the spell, you understand where it is. I'm going to break it down like this real quick. The biggest breakdown on that is when you enter into hell or the lowest state of yourself, that's why it's red. The root chakra is red for a reason. That's where they got the that's the archetype of the devil. That's hell being red. That's surviving and existing. What do you do in hell? What do they do when you say you go to hell? You survive and exist over and over again based on your own guilts and your frustrations and everything that's all your own agonies. So how many of y'all living in hell right now? You don't even understand. Most of y'all operate from the root chakra. So when y'all hear bad bitch, that's operating, that's resonating to your root chakra because it's keeping you in your animal self. When you hear real nigga, I'm a savage, I'm a beast, that's that same thought process. Until you understand the spell, until you understand the spell that's being spoken to you seductively through wordplay, given to you seductively through images, you can't put any work into yourself and taking it. You can't separate yourself away from it because you're still a part of it. It's about being of that, but not a part of it. It's about being of and not a part. Do you really truly respect yourself? How can you expect anybody to respect you and put respect on your name, put respect on your likeness, your image, if you don't put respect on your own self? Based on your perspective of yourself and how you respect yourself. How can you expect somebody to treat you with respect when you're not respectful to your own body? You're not respectful to your own energy. You're not respectful to your own purpose. You ain't giving yourself no respect. So how you expect anybody? It's reflecting outside of you. So to think someone comes to you disrespectfully, gotta think about this. Someone comes to you in a disrespectful manner, instead of you sitting there ready to balk off at them, take that moment, catch that ego and say you right. It's also going to hit, it's a dual shot, double two-edged sword. That sword going to hit them and hit you. And then sit back like, why would they think that? Think personally, then generalize. Think about the environment in which you were in. Think about the environment. You have to think about all of these things because they're all reflections are resonating within you. You got to change your mindset and change yourself before you take yourself to any level of having somebody to respect you. That's breaking away from the humanity and the ego and the morality based on the codes that are around you, and they're not built for you. That's how you get past the disrespect. Do you really know yourself outside of what you have been told about yourself and what you skimmed over? Because a lot of people have skimmed over. What do you really know about yourself? That's something to really think about. How much do you really know yourself? And I'm not talking about the image that they put on TV. I'm not talking about what you were indoctrinated into. Hell, I'm not even talking about the principles of any sciences of our divine knowledge. I'm talking about what do you know about yourself? Who were you before it all happened? What were you before it all happened? That's where you need to start at. That's how you build into that. What do you expect to expire from yourself? If you don't know yourself, you don't respect yourself, you don't trust yourself, you basically don't love yourself. So what can you expect from anybody else outside of you if you don't expect anything from yourself? What can you expect from anybody outside of you if you don't expect anything from yourself? That's that thought process to that. That's that merit. Let that marinate. These are some of the questions that I've asked myself daily day, and I broke that down. Truly answering these questions, that means giving yourself that true thought to yourself. That means you're going to hurt your own feelings. That same, because think about it like this. If you're walking around, you hurting everybody's feelings, you hitting everybody, and you shooting at everybody, what are you doing it from? Are you doing it from a level, from the level that I do it, I'm killing humanity. I'm killing ego. Because I don't feed the one part of the humanity that I have of myself is to better myself. That's the only thing I carry from my humanity. The only thing I carry from my ego is to defend me from anything that is not good, that's going to stop me from running from myself. So when I take my shots, I'm just putting in your face what everybody else sees. What you saw when you walked in. Because that's my talent, my gift, one of my gifts is that one of my psychic abilities is to bring out the truest version of you. I bring up the truth, whether it's the positive or the negative, and then we can work from there. That's my gift. That's my talent. That's our gift. That's spiritual beings. Gotta tap into that shit, niggas. But going into it, answering these questions to oneself, you not only gain clarity of what's best for you, you and the counterparts of which you're manifesting in your life, we get to a point where we have to let go of this is it, of this accept me or I'll do fine by myself. Letting go of ego. Now, there's a difference between wanting to be knowledgeable, to build, and being just nosy and gossip and judge. There's a difference between cutting off based on not being accepted based on your own insecurities and growth or lack thereof, and removing toxicity from your life that includes you because it no longer serves you in the compliments of where you want to strive to see yourself go. The ego will have you literally thinking that you're better and stifling your own growth, becoming the big fish in the small pond, the smartest dumb nigga in the room, the smartest bad bitch in the room, because you're bitter, because you haven't worked on your own betterness, you ain't worked on your own self. That's why everything that reflects outside of you is ugly. That's why you see everything as ugly, because you're ugly within. That's why you paint your face. That's why you do these things to yourself. And I'm not speaking to everybody. This is a generalized statement to make you actually think about the things that you're doing. This is going to make you think about the things that you're doing. You have to think about those things. Because if you don't, all you're going to do is be existing. You're merely existing. That's what the ego does. True consciousness is the ability to continue growth on one's path while understanding that others around us were once like us at a parallel point in time. The true consciousness and ability is the ability to grow, to continue growth on one's path while coming into the understanding of others around us were once like us in a parallel at one point in time. They're a reflection of you. If it still resonates with you, I can't say that enough. If it still resonates with you, guess what that means? That means you still got to put some work in, little nigga. That means you still got to put in some work in. You still got to put the work in. It's a constant process. A lot of people come, I'm awake and I'm conscious and I'm about my love and light, but never turn to the darkness. A lot of people get to the point, man, I'm about darkness. Man, dark side, but they never get into understanding the light. Most people want to, the same people that thump on the Bible, it's just the same as the people that thump against the Bible. Neither one of y'all have an understanding of it. Because if you did, you would understand that they're a reflection of something that you need to look into from both sides of this perspective. Why do I keep coming around, motherfuckers, that always come against me talking about disregarding the Bible and it's a bunch of fairy tales? Maybe I need to read more into this Bible. Why do I keep coming against my sleep brothers and sisters don't want to listen to the message? Maybe I need to look into the Bible. Two sides, same coin. Surprise. Two sides, same coin. Y'all looking at one side of the coin or the other. Y'all looking at the light and not the dark. Y'all looking at the dark and not the light. They go together. Their counterparts are within each other. You're not going to find everything in the dark because the counterparts are what's created that light. The dark is the true light. So until you understand the dark is the counterpart to the light, you can't put them together and create new light. You're just either going to stay in the dark and be angry, or you're going to be in the light and stay blind. One who knows one book knows none. Wisdom isn't how much knowledge you hold and share. Wisdom isn't how much knowledge you hold and how much and it's how much you share. Before that, it's how much you apply it. A lot of us get stuck in the mind frame of not actually applying the knowledge. Then we want to debate about Baphomet. We want to debate about all of these principles. Nah, so are we doing this? Or nah, Shango said this. It's all principles of energy which reside inside of you. So instead of you sitting here dumping another book about it, dumping on another PDF about it, how about you become it? How about you learn to become it? How about you take those characteristics into yourself since they resonate with you and learn those principles and bring them into yourself? Bring that power online. It's a formula to your power. That's similar to the mystery systems or the mystery schools. The priest would have you go through these regimens and these processes. And when you got to a certain age, they would tell you everything that you just learned is within you. Everything you just learned is a formula to what's inside of you. Now you must go through the process of learning how it regards to you in your life. Learning how all of this regards to you in your life. That's where y'all getting stuck at. These are self factors that groom our core of any relationship. The deeper we look into ourselves, we start to look at the depth of understanding others. It's infectious. The power of time mixed with self-love, you begin to provide and become a beacon of light. Now, yes. Wonder why you keep attracting the user's mentalities? But in order to move forward, you got to use the thought of not why, but how will I address and handle such energies? If there's any weakness within that would be the key that is used to test your growth. The negative is going to test you. The trials are what test you. The negative challenges you. The positive shit doesn't challenge you because you won. It's a victory unless you want to break it apart and go further. If that's within you, did that be. But the negative is what challenges you. If you woke up in the morning and you woke up and your hair was perfect and your makeup was perfect, you wouldn't have to do anything. You would have time to kill. But the fact that you wake up to do your hair, groom your beard, do your eyelashes, I'm speaking on both perspectives, putting it all together. You do these things when you get to start your day, that's bringing light. You're speaking new light into the day. You're using from the dark of when you open your eyes from your mind, you're setting the tone for your day. So how do you set your day? How do you atone and start your day? Half of y'all don't even drink water. The conduit of electricity in your body you are an energetic being, so your body's made of pure electricity. So you're not even drinking water to start the flow of the day. Some of y'all are starting with a bottle. Some of y'all are starting with a Bud Light. And taking no time for self-meditation and self-reflection. Even if you spark up, are you taking that moment of self-reflection to heal yourself? When you first wake up in the divine rising of the day, lay there for a little bit. Lay there for about 10, 15 minutes. Close your eyes and visualize a light coming over your body. And it's picking out everything on your body that you want to fix. The aches, the pain, something that's wrong with something that you feel that you need to have fixed or something you have done. Record that into your mind of scanning your body. And then section by section, fix it in your mind. Section by section, fix it in your mind. Spend the first 15, 20 minutes of the day doing that. After you do that part, then rise up and do your meditation, your sun gazing, and take yourself into that level of meditation. Now visualize these items that you just put out being fixed. Now visualize your day. Meditate. Visualize your day. Now as you're sitting there visualizing your day, as you're visualizing everything that you need to accomplish through the day, everything that you want to accomplish and need to accomplish for the day, the next step, wake up, open your eyes, come out of your meditative stance, grab a piece of paper and write that shit down. Write it all down. Write down your list. Now, for the next few days of this of that period for this exercise, for that exercise that you will continuously do, try to knock out that list and remove the things that are not neat, that will stop you from doing what you want, what you need to do in your life. I guarantee you start loving yourself more and valuing yourself more. You'll need no one else's validation based on the things that you have set in place. It all starts in the rising. In order to understand the day, in order to win the day, you got to understand the night before. That's what that means. That's what that I'm speaking. That's what I speak when I'm telling y'all that. Going deeper, as always, I love going deeper into it. We don't keep continuing. Those factors attract those mentalities. The weakness is your test. In understanding the balance and duality, you become more familiar with the light and dark in anything. Picture that yin-yang symbol. In the yin, when you look at the yin and the yang symbol, which is another symbol of the Baphomet, as above, so below. Because when you look at as above, so below, you look at the yin, you look at, I believe it's the yin side, as the, it's a white, one side is white and has a black dot, and one side is black and has a white dot. That means everything above is of light, but it still comes from a point of darkness. There's a point of darkness within it. And everything that's below comes from the dark, but has a point of light in it. Those connect. That's that connection that everybody can continuously miss. I don't want to look into the dark. So you scared of yourself? Why are you scared of the dark? Because you're scared of something within inside of you that's... There's something inside of you that you have not wanted to go against. There's resentment, there's guilt, there's pain, there's traumas. All those things that are going to challenge you to become better, that you can use to propel you to the next level. All those negatives that are going to propel your positive to go to the next level, they're within you. Stop looking outside. That's why when y'all manifest shit and y'all want a relationship and y'all want something in your fucking life, all these things that come in your life, all these reflections that come outside of you are reflections of something within you. So I can't believe what possessed them to do that. What's possessing you to keep seeing it? Think about that. What's possessing you to keep going through it? Because, I mean, that's what my mom went through. That's something you need to work on. Because that's what I saw in my life. That's something you need to work on. Those are the things that we need to work on. It comes within you. The same positive light and power, the same power source that's powering them negatives that you're trying to hold down, that's the power source. That's the power that's going to take you to the positive. Instead of you looking outwardly and being told that you were a sinner, being told that you're nothing, being told that you were ugly, being told that you were these things, you allow somebody else to dictate your life and dictate how you move. Dictate how you love yourself. Validate you. You don't need anything outside of you to validate you, to show you anything. It will become a reflection, because once you start loving yourself, once you start validating yourself, holding yourself accountable and responsible, guess what? The reflection outside of you, when you step to anything outside of you, the reflection of it will be doing more of the same. It will challenge you to do more of that. Anything that comes outside of you is challenging you to do more of something that's within inside of you. You got to understand the science. Got to understand that science. It's deeper than you've ever thought. It's way deeper. Take it to that next level. The example, you may be very vocal and steadfast in action. So you'd be tested to be silent and slowing down together more. One example is, if you're always vocal and steadfast in the action, that means you loud and you always high head. Guess what your test will be? Your test will be what's become your positive in your ego defends against. The negative, which is actually your positive, the negative, the other side of that polarity, is going to be teaching you to be silent and settle down, to gather more knowledge before you make any moves, thus becoming more efficient and sound in all aspects of moving fluently through the daunting obstacles. There's a moment in time when you need to speak, and there's a moment in time when you need to sit back and just observe. There's a moment in time when you need to move at a steadfast pace, and there's a moment when you need to slow down. Most of us run through life surviving by running and floating around trying to get through the day. But you never take any time to yourself to slow down. And since you didn't take that time to slow down, guess what happens? When the shit happens, you can't stop it. Because you ain't put those moments, you ain't put them marks, blocks, those flags in your life to slow yourself down. You ain't learned the flags of your life to slow yourself down. So you ain't looking for red flags. You just head over heels ready. You just head over heels. But you ain't took no steps for yourself. You ain't put no flags in for yourself. So you didn't put the flags in for yourself for the shit you need to work on. So your damn sure ain't going to see the flags of the shit that the person coming into your life. Your damn sure ain't going to see the flags of the shit that's coming at you. You can't call a flag on a play if you don't understand the game. You cannot make any moves and referee anybody if you ever started refereeing yourself, understanding those flags on those plays. You got to understand your playbook before you go in anybody else's world. So all you're going to be arguing back and forth based on your mentalities and their mentalities because you ain't do the necessary work for yourself, so you don't know how to approach anybody else. Thus becoming more effective and sound in all aspects of moving fluently through the daunting obstacles. On the other hand, you may be silent and slower to the movements to avoid confrontation. Then you'd be tested by putting positions where you have to find your voice, get that throat chakra in line, and learn how to raise your energy to move around accordingly. This goes breaking down into the aspect when I spoke on the ones that have been in the streets or been in that life, being whatever life it may be. They're the ones, they did it early, so now they're at the house. They sitting at the house, they got their favorite shows on Netflix, they chill out. Because now they've experienced it, now they got to sit back and observe what it really is. And the ones that have been sitting in the house and all the time, ready to hop off of the porch, now they're going to experience life firsthand based on what they thought. You got to make that transition in your own life. One of the things that slow you down is no money, having a kid in those aspects, in those smaller aspects, having to go to work. Because when you were a kid, you damn near did everything you wanted to fucking do. And then if some of us that had big mamas and grandmothers and mothers that kept us in line, but even that aspect in time, when you were able to step out there, you stepped out there. But it's what you learned that help you navigate. It's what you learn that helps you apply that knowledge to how you navigate. That's that key. Then you're going to be tested in those very positions. How does this tie into building relationships, you may ask? Simply put the energy into oneself is returned through everything we do. Putting that energy into yourself, putting that code into yourself is returning everything back to you in reflection. Time, when you realize the concept of it, it's all simply alignment. When you understand it to that point, you start to move more accordingly. You'll actually make those small pieces of self combine to the mosaic of the reflections of the God and the goddess in the mirror. Surprise. There is nobody else out here going to put you in any better position than yourself. There's nobody else outside of you that's going to put you in a better position than yourself. There's nobody else. If you think there's going to be somebody else, you are sadly mistaken. Nobody else knows better than you for you. Nobody. That's one thing we got to start getting into. We get stuck in the aspect of not wanting to be or not wanting to grow. And we like, I'm working on it. I'm working on myself every day. Are you really putting in work, or are you just saying that because it feels good? So you feel like you say that. And most of the times when you keep repeating something over and over again, you're trying to convince yourself to do it. Similar to if you don't want to wake up and get out of bed, I'm going to get up and do this, this, and this. And you repeat the same method over and over again until you eventually get up. And then you either do all of it and you dread it, or you do half of it and then make mad because you didn't have enough time, but you're the only one that stopped you from actually getting up and doing it. What you did the night before, you didn't get enough rest, and then that goes into you didn't get enough rest. You're not getting enough rest. You're not getting enough adequate nutrition to yourself. You're not getting adequate nutrition, and that's more than just what you put into your stomach. That means what you put into your head, what you put into your mind, what you have on your heart. That's all nutrition. That's all adequate parts of the nutrition. It's the nutritious meal of your day. If your heart is full of guilt and burden and regret, guess what? You're eating that. That's what your mind is going to tell your stomach that it needs more of. That's what your spirit is going to feel from. That's what the universe is going to give you. More worry, more pain, more stress, more regret. That's how it works. That's how the connection works. That's why your manifestations is wishy-washy, because your thoughts is wishy-washy. You got to look at that God and the goddess in the mirror. That king, that queen that speaks and moves in the physical. That's your avatar of your when you coming from your higher self. But you got to learn how to get to your higher self. Most of us want the title but don't want the work. For fear of others' thoughts, we tend to allow the thoughts to force an instantaneous process. Instead, we have to learn to work on things. What's within? What to rise? What to grow from? What's in our core? To be everything deserving. Just that alone will force an upheaval of abundance and not settling. This leads to the natural weeding out of only outwardly toxicity that's resonating with our inner toxicity. That's one thing that we don't seem to look at. When you have something in your life, it's based upon you. The things that come into your life are based upon you. It's based upon your mindset. It's based upon the things that you're allowed into your environment. It's based upon the things that you need to learn from. It's based upon these things. A lot of the times we get stuck in this mindset of, I need to have this, this, and this. Okay, cool. So what are you going to do once you have it? What are you going to do when you have it? So that thought process will go outspread. We'll go to a little outward, to a more grand escape of it. If I sit here and tomorrow, and I said this on my, I said this on a live the other day. If I sit here and tomorrow morning, Trump walks in front of the White House and says, I'm giving everything back to black people. I'm giving everything back to the indigenous people. What the fuck are you going to do with it? I don't see many rappers and Instagram models. Those are going to be your new leaders? The entertainers that you want to be your leaders, are they going to be your new leaders? Who's going to be the Surgeon General? Who's going to man the bank? Who's going to man these things? The key to your life and you getting to the higher self of yourself is learning from everything around you. The reason that the stuff stays around you that you hate so much is because you put so much hate is of negative. So guess what? You put negative in a negative, what do you get? More negative. When you put positive into more positive, what do you get? You get more positive. So you continuously feeding something outside of you more of that negative hatred and energy. And then you wonder why you're getting the same back in return. Because everything returns tenfold. Everything returns back to you. You're the power source. Your energy is the signature on the okay of everything. So instead of learning from it, sitting back and learning from it, sitting back and observing, sitting back and learning from that shit, absorbing it, allowing it to come in, allowing yourself to become submitting to the attributes of it without becoming the very ideal, without you doing these things, guess what happens to you in your life? It will steadily continue. So you got baby father drama. It's going to continue to happen. Baby mother is going to continue to happen. Racist white folks at your job is going to continue to happen because you haven't learned how to submit to the ideal attributes of that same thing that you hate so much in order to learn it. Learn it from a different angle. You wait on an angel to save you. It's only an angle of light. It's another angle that you haven't learned. It's another demon or a Damien or an intelligence that you haven't encountered. So it becomes spooky to you because you haven't learned it. That's where you're getting stuck at. Every day that you wake up and you don't learn, it's a day that you died. You already dead. So welcome to the world of the walking dead. Welcome to the world of the zombies. Let the dead lay with the dead. If they're not on the path and the page that you want, if they're not on the page and the path that you're trying to get to rise up, leave them alone. They're not your people. If they're not on the level that you're trying to get to, leave them alone. They're not your people. We got to get that out of our minds of saying that these are our people and we got to make sure that they're good. We got to make sure. No. You have to be willing to do everything in your power to take it to the next level. That's why everything else is moving around you, because it's willing to do everything. Similar to a lion in the jungle, it doesn't give a fuck about anything outside of its pride. All it cares about is making sure its pride's fed. Ant don't care nothing about gathering what it needs to gather to get it through the winter. Don't become intellectually stupid. Don't become intellectually gifted and spiritually dumb. Stop being eye candy and start being soul food. Stop being America's next rapper and take yourself to the next level. And how about you be the first doctor in your hood? How about you be something of the first in your hood that can perpetuate and take yourself to the next level? Stop trying to be what everybody else wants to be and being everybody else's gossip. Love the skin. Love you. Learn you. Be you. Validate yourself. Your respect to yourself. You ain't got to explain yourself to anybody else. That's the first key. The first thing that you see is that vision in the mirror. And for some of you that have children, that vision is your vision in the mirror. Instead of taking away everything that you didn't have, how about you start giving everything that you didn't have in the physical? How about you start giving it the things that you need in the mental, that spiritual side? These are the things that you need to start getting into. That's the work when I talk about shadow work. Whenever you hear the word shadow work, that's what that means. Whenever you hear that word occult, the study of the science, the study of the hidden, that's the study of the subconscious mind. Stop being so fucking scared and start looking into your fucking self. Stop painting an image on front of you that you want someone to lust over. Then when you take it off, they don't know who the fuck you are. Real is rare. The fake is everywhere. What side have you taken doesn't even matter. It's to step above it, to understand it, to use that as the kindling, as the wood used to fuel your new life. I love y'all. We love us. Ashe. As you hear that, to the close out, don't let the mundane keep you where you at, basically. Don't let the mundane keep you where you at. Don't let the mundane energy and the mundane negative factors that are just truly just mundane acts and thoughts and actions of others and anything around you, even in your own thoughts, to hold you to where you at. Hold yourself to the highest standard. It's all about the trajectory. Hold your standard, put your standard higher than wherever you're at. And then you set your trajectory. That means wherever your trajectory, where your takeoff at, that means you always land on your own higher standard. Put yourself into the mindset, into the mind frame that I want better, so I must know more. So I must, in order to get better, I must know better. I must absorb more and I must apply what I'm learning. If I'm not doing that, then I might as well stay in the same space that I am. Do not allow the mundane to keep you in the same frame. Change. You're a multifaceted being anyway. Start looking at every angle. Start absorbing from every angle. Stop putting yourself into the position that's keeping you locked down, bogged down in this same retreat. Stop looking for something else outside of you to change anything for you. The protesting is over. The marching is over. All those things, all that was already been there, done that, got the t-shirt for it. The stuff that you did back in the day, you've been there, did that, you got the shirt for it. You got the scars to show for that. What are you learning from the traumas? What are you learning from the events that put you where you were at? That's the process. That's the shadow work. And we're going to get much, much, much deeper as we get in more and more and more episodes. If you have not already tuned in to the God of Hell Alchemist, my YouTube channel, tune into that every Friday night, 8 p.m. We drop another lecture. Last week's lecture was, of course, The Matrix, Be the Glitch. You are the glitch in the system. That's why they keep trying to come at you so hard. That's why everything hits you so much harder, because you're the glitch in the system. Learn and then move forward. Learn and then move forward. If you ain't learning and moving forward, you're standing still. You ain't never going to be ready if you always got to get ready. I love you. We love us. Ashe. Always, we gotta put in that plug. Of course, lining up all the things that are in place on my platform. Of course, the Gotico Alchemist, that's my YouTube channel. All the lectures are, every lecture that I've done this thus far is up there, including the one from last Friday, which was called The Matrix. We got into that very, very deep into that, and becoming that glitch, becoming that virus to shut everything down. Also, of course, I wanted to say, give all the support for all the listeners that are listening to, tuning in as we keep growing this audience, keep growing this level, keep growing, making it normal. We have to make this normal. Too many times we make the negative so normal. We have to start putting that positive energy back out there. We got to start thinking again. That's what this platform is based on. Also, everything just in time for y'all want to do y'all little shopping. The code Alchemy, myshopify.com. That's my clothing site. I'll be uploading a couple more items throughout the week to get y'all prepared. If you have not tuned in, look back. There's a couple more. I think it's on the second episode where I dropped the code in there, a little special code in there to unlock some goodies. But other than that, I just want to say thank you for the support. Gracious gratitude for me to be able to be the conduit for this information, this knowledge out there, and let's continue rising. Let the knowledge do what it's supposed to do. Let the truth do what it's supposed to. It's weeding out. It's burning away everything that's no longer needed for you. And as always, we say every day, there's no other way than today to get yourself into the right mind frame, that right mindset. Be that guide. Be that energy. Be that power. Be a force to be reckoned with. I love y'all.